Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
There is this pendulum effect that, you know, the body of Christ, in my estimation, is way out of balance over here, talking about that you got to be holy, you got to earn the things of God, you got to do all of this. And then they hear somebody preaching on the grace of God and they think, man, it's not according to my holiness. Even though I haven't done everything right, I have a Savior and I receive it through a Savior. And so they come from this extreme over here, and instead of stopping in the middle with that truth, they go to another extreme over here to where, well, then praise God, it doesn't matter what I do. I don't have to do anything. It's all Jesus. Well, there is a balance. And you know, this book that I have entitled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith addresses this same thing. But I'm saying that there is a tendency for people who have been extreme over here in legalism to hear the truth about the freedom and the liberty in Christ, and they come over to a place to where they just quit living a holy life. And not only talking about the big cardinal sins, but they just quit seeking the Lord as much and they quit doing things because, after all, they don't have to do it. It's all up to God. What I'm going to share with you tonight, and this is real simple, is that if you want to fulfill God's will in your life, if you've already seen it, know what it is, if you've started following God, if you want to finish your course and cross the finish line a winner, you're going to have to learn to obey God. And this is a dirty word to some people. And even some people who've been set free from the legalism have gone to another extreme. But there is an obedience that goes along with being able to see God's will fulfilled in your life. You're going to have to learn to obey God. And this verse right here in Isaiah chapter 1 and in verse... let me read verse 18. It says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be as red like crimson, they shall be as wool." I'm not going to spend a lot of time preaching on this verse, but you could make the case very strong from this verse on the grace of God. Nobody ever got forgiven and their sins changed from crimson to being as white as snow through their own goodness, because they deserved it. Nobody deserves forgiveness. We have a Savior that paid for our sins, and that's the only way that we can get our sins dealt with like this. So verse 18 is talking about the grace of God, and then in verse 19 it says, "If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." So it talks about the grace of God. How do your sins get forgiven? It's only by what Jesus did, and you can't make yourself cleansed. It goes on to talk about that the leper can't cleanse his own spots. The leopard can't get rid of his spots. You have to have God supernaturally touch you. That's the grace of God. But on the other hand, you also have to obey what God tells you to do if you are going to finish your course and fulfill what God has given you to do. Now, if you don't obey, this doesn't change God's grace. God still loves you, and God's not going to be upset at you because He accepts you through Jesus. And so there's a difference between what I'm saying here and what so much of the body of Christ is preaching, that if you don't obey, you aren't going to prosper. But then they leave the impression that it's God who's not going to use you. God will put you on the shelf because you didn't do what He told you to do. God's not going to use a dirty vessel. They'll say things like that often. I want you to know that God hadn't got any other kind of vessel to use. If you take what I'm going to say during these meetings and get into this thing about, well, then I've got to do everything right or God won't bless me. No, God has blessed you by grace. God has already made a provision. He has a purpose for you that is completely separate from what you deserve. But does that mean that you have nothing to do? No, if you don't obey God, if you don't follow His leading, Satan is going to take advantage of your disobedience, and he is going to steal, kill, and to destroy. In Romans chapter 6, verse 16, it says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants you are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." Whoever you obey is going to dominate you. He's going to control you. And God can call you But that doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to fulfill that call, because you've got to follow His leading. You know, in my own personal life, God called me into the ministry. He hadn't called every person into the ministry, but you should be able to make some applications from what I'm saying. But God called me into the ministry, and He has told me to do things. He's told me to do some things that are just different. I've done things that, you know, I was praising God for Jamie this last week, because there's probably not another woman on the earth that would have stayed with me through some of the things that I've done. God's called me to do things and go places that it just defies logic. And you know what? He called me not because I deserved it. If I was God, I wouldn't have picked me. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I just am thankful that God chose me. But He didn't call me because I was perfect or because I had everything going. Man, He chose me in spite of who I was. That's grace. But if I hadn't have obeyed Him and followed His leading, I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be seeing people's lives changed, and we wouldn't be having this success and doing all of these things. There were steps that I had to take to obey Him. I remember when we finally had the very first church that it looked like we were going to survive, that we were actually going to live. We saw light at the end of the tunnel, and it wasn't a train. It was a way out. It looked like we were going to survive for the first time, and we were succeeding and had money and food to eat for the first time in our married life. And it looked like we were going to make it. And then God called me to go to Pritchett, Colorado with 10 people in a church that hated me. It looked absolutely stupid. I had a group of about maybe 50, 60 people. That wasn't huge, but we were surviving and it was working, and we were seeing people, miracles happen, blind eyes open, people brought in ambulances and being healed, and we were succeeding. And I'd started our radio ministry, and for the first time in our life, people were coming to our meetings and things were beginning to work. And God told me to leave that and go to Pritchett, Colorado. Has anybody in here ever been to Pritchett, Colorado? Here's one right here. Man, that's awesome. Yeah, it's not the end of the world, but you can see the end of the world from Pritchett, Colorado. It's that close. The very first time I ever drove through there, we had another couple in our car, and I remember saying, who would live in this God-forsaken place? And I started joking around with Don Crow, who was in the car, and I said, Don, I believe God's calling you to Pritchett, Colorado. It wasn't a month until I was living there. And you know what? If I hadn't have obeyed God, that didn't look smart. God had placed in my heart a vision of reaching people all over the world. And I believe that what God had given me to share with people was going to literally affect the entire body of Christ. And then He told me to go to Pritchett, Colorado. And that's not a stepping stone to any place. The only way you can leave Pritchett is feet first in a casket. There was no way to prosper, and it looked like the death of my vision. And yet, did you know, I could spend the rest of the night telling you about miracle after miracle after miracle that happened, how that it was when I was in Pritchett, Colorado, that a man came and said, I'm paying for you to go on radio, and caused our radio ministry to take off, and just thing after thing after thing after thing. And now that I look back, I can't see a path to where I am today without going through Pritchett. But you know what? I couldn't see it at the time. It looked like just, this is it. It's over. God, I'm going to obey you. But I had learned that I needed to obey God, and I knew that that's what God called me to do. And I'm saying that, you know, God's love for me would have been the exact same. He wouldn't have changed. And if I would have messed up, I don't believe God's mad at me. Any more than like a soldier that goes out and fights and the very first day of battle gets shot and killed. And we honor those people. You give them medals posthumously, or however you say that. We honor those people. I believe God will honor people that make mistakes and that because of their own fears and insecurity didn't go ahead and fulfill everything. But I tell you, God's grace would have been fine. He would have still honored me and rewarded me and blessed me to the degree that I had followed Him. But you know what? If I hadn't have obeyed God, I can guarantee you we would not be doing the things that we're doing. We wouldn't be touching millions and millions of people and seeing people set free and delivered and all of these things. And I could just continue to give you other steps. The Lord spoke to me big time January the 31st, 2002, and I think I'll probably talk more about that during this meeting. And that was a major thing. And if I hadn't made the adjustments and have obeyed God and done what He told me to do, there would be millions of people today that God had planned on me to reach and to be a part of Him touching their lives that I wouldn't be touching today because I was fearful and I didn't obey God. So here's a real simple truth. If you are going to fulfill God's will, you have to obey what God says and not lean unto your own understanding. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And brothers and sisters, I can't tell you the number of people that have come to me and have told me that God has spoken something to them. They know that this is what God is telling them to do, but, and then they tell me all of the reasons why they can't do it. They tell me about their limitation in their own natural ability. I'm not able to do this. They tell me about that they don't have enough money. They tell me that this happened. We've had people come to our, or want to come to our Bible school who came to these meetings and say, but I've got two dogs. I know God's calling me, but I got two dogs. What would I do? How could I come to school if I have two dogs? And you know, the director of our Bible school at that time, he was a lot more kind than I was. He says, last I checked, they allowed dogs in Colorado. Bring them with you. I just told her, kill them. I know some of you are going to get on my case. I really didn't want her to kill them, but I'm just trying to put down the fact that what's important here. It's amazing how we let things stand in the way. Well, I've got a goldfish that if I came to... You know what? You got to learn to obey God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This five-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU17C titled Learn to Obey when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to call our helpline. The number is 719-635-1111. And not only can you order product that we have offered over radio and over television through this helpline, but there are people there that can minister to you. And we have some really mature Christians. I get compliments on the people that answer our phones constantly. And they are not here just to take an order. They are there to be a blessing to you. So once again, that number is 719-635-1111. We operate from 4 a.m. until 10 o'clock p.m. every weekday. And you can not only get the materials, but you can also receive prayer, and we want to help you any way we can.